AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A full jury's been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The AP's Mike Kempen.
After lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers, a jury of 12 people and six alternates is in place. They're vowing to put their personal views aside and impartially judge whether Trump is guilty or not. Opening statements are expected next week. After the jury was seated, emergency crews responded to a park outside the courthouse where a person was on fire. People rushed over with a fire extinguisher and worked to bat away the flames before the person was taken away on a stretcher. No word on a condition. I'm Mike Kempen.
This is really a concerted witch hunt.
Donald Trump predictably unhappy.
The trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants us to go as fast as possible. That's for his reasons, not for my reasons.
Police reviewing whether to restrict access to a public park outside the court where Trump's trial is being held after a man set himself on fire this afternoon. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry.
Civilians, court officers, members of the police department, they run into the park. They make efforts to put him out. They use their coats. They use fire extinguishers. Eventually, FDNY responds. We're able to put the male extinguisher on fire. And from that point, we remove him to a Cornell burn unit where right now he's there in a critical condition.
Iran and Israel have both been playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. A $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies has moved closer to passage in the House, Democrats joining Republicans to approve a key procedural vote. And the Biden administration's restricting oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve. This is AP News. The United Auto Workers' drive to expand its reach to non-union factories across the South faces a key test tonight when workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, finish voting on whether to join the union. And Damian Troisi has the AP Markets report.
The worst week for big technology stocks since the COVID crash in 2020 dragged Wall Street across the finish line of another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% Friday to close out its third straight losing week. The NASDAQ tumbled 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was an outlier and rose 0.6%. Supermicro Computer lost more than a fifth of its value. NVIDIA was the single heaviest weight on the S&P 500. Helping to limit the market's losses was American Express, which rose after reporting stronger than expected profit for its latest quarter. Fifth Third Bancorp also rose after it likewise topped expectations. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.